To all our dear kiddos, we have found ourselves in the middle of a strange situation. There is a portal from the Winterlands up north, bringing the cold to our Summerland. There is a way to stop the Winter Witch, Alvana, from bringing winter to all the world by finding Baba Yaga, but it means me and your dad may not be able to come home to see you again. This is very important, and we have to go on this adventure. Now, Lisa, you need to be the leader of the Warren. Make sure your brothers and sisters stay true to our cause, and after the winter is gone, you should seek out a new home and bring new rat folk into the good we have created, as we have planned. Bart, you should try to help her. Be nice! You do have strengths to offer if you don't get distracted with your pranks. Please keep the Warren safe and protect your younger siblings. Maggie, though you're the youngest, you have a lot of smarts and cunning. You are the kiddo we have chosen to be the first to lead a group of your siblings out to start a new Warren. I recommend heading south for now. And turning other rat folk will not be easy, but we think you are smart enough to figure out how to help them see our point of view. To the other kiddos, we have trained you all to survive, to be good, to take care of each other, to further our cause. Rat folk can be good, all of them, and we should be good. We are so proud of you all the hard work you have done for the family. We love you dearly, and we hope we do get to come home again. If we don't make it back, know that we love you bunches and bunches, and please keep our way of life safe and spread the good. Love you, Mom and Dad.
Aww.
That was awesome.
That was great. I like how it's like, oh, okay, Lisa and Bart and Maggie and you other fuckers.
Only you three get names this time.
That's beautiful. What a heartfelt and sort of heartbreaking letter.
Sorry, I'm just imagining, you know how they make those necklaces that are like, here's
all the kids' names
for each of your kids with their
Marge
just
has necklaces. Marge has a vest.
I'm picturing Marge with just a bedazzled vest covered in gems, and those are all the birthstones of her many, many children.
Wow, yeah.
And that's the letter to our kiddos.
It was a little dark.
I mean, you know, we have to let them know what's going on. It's this whole thing is a little dark.
I thought it was the most sweet thing I've ever heard of a mother saying to her children, personally.
Oh.
You didn't even once tell them, I know you suck and do not deserve to live, but maybe if try this time, you know?
Oh, no. They're all good kiddos. We've tried to raise them in our, you know, our viewpoints. Which is different from a lot of rat folks I do know.
You're the only rat folks I have met. Are other rat folk less?
Well, usually they're pretty, mean.
Oh.
I think feral might be the term.
Well, they're very conniving and they're good at lying and tricking, and it's just not really our thing.
I see. And Vasilisa narrows her eyes at you like, yeah.
Not really your
Are
thing.
You really not conniving? Or maybe are you the best?
The ultimate rat folk.
Are you just so conniving? I would never have guessed.
I guess you'll never know.
Cut to several hours later. Everyone's asleep. And Vasilisa fell asleep kind of like peering over at Marge and Norm. And that's the last thing she sees. And we look over at Marge and Norm now in the middle of the night. And they're just like cuddled up to each other. Mm-hmm. They're not spooning. They're facing each other. And they're holding their paws together. And they're nuzzling their little noses together. As they sleep. And Vasilisa is kind of sprawled out and just like enjoying the mattress and the heat of the fire of the lodge. Just being like, ah, yes, warmth, come to me. And then we follow the camera upstairs to where we meet our resident watchman, Valdine, who had just seen that the table he had pushed up against the broken window has been pushed aside. And then suddenly a bright little ball of light appears in front of him and a shower of color and glitter and sand hits him square in the face.
Ow.
Can he audibly say something when that happens?
You guys are sleeping.
Yes, yeah. But if you...
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I need you to roll a save.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need...
It's a reflex save.
It is a will save.
It's a will save?
Yes.
Can it be not a will save?
Oh, no. What did you roll?
Not great. I rolled a 6.
No.
Plus...
Plus 3. It's a 9.
Okay. It's a fail. That is a fail.
It's a fail. I know color spray quite
well. Color spray is quite good.
It's great.
Valdine.
Got color spray stuck in my throat. Sorry.
Trying to find my nice heavy metal die to roll for this.
Oh,
I think it makes
it's a heavy
better,
metal spell.
It makes a better thunk. Mm-hmm. Like, listen to this. Okay, that was cracked. We have to listen. Okay, there we go. Oh, that's better too.
No.
Yeah, you saw that, huh?
I did.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so for the next 4 rounds, you are blind and stunned.
Yep. Now, if I am stunned,
best kind of gunslinger.
Stunned.
Stunned is bad.
Yeah.
Blind like, is not that great.
No.
Oh God.
No, this is not good.
No. No.
And you're lucky because I don't think you have your gun out.
No, I don't. But I wouldn't fire it blind either with
no,
my
you wouldn't.
Allies in the house. I don't know who just hit
me. So you are stunned, which means you drop everything you hold. You can't take any actions. You take
that's
a minus
good.
2 penalty to AC and you lose your dexterity bonus.
Yeah. That's really nice. So you guys don't know what's going on because you're sleeping nicely downstairs, but all of a sudden you hear, "We're under attack!" Oh, my eyes!
Hold on. I don't know if you can.
Oh, no.
Because
oh, no.
Speaking is considered a free action. And stun says no actions.
Oh, no.
So you're just...
Oh, no. Now, here's an important point of question for
me. You sure it's not a reflex save?
Assuming Vasilisa... No, sorry. Assuming... Because Vasilisa doesn't have anything to hear. Assuming Valdine survives, when we next see him... Is he actually going to be covered in, like, is it like he opened a glitter bomb? Is he just
covered in colorful
covered
sand?
In colorful sand?
Color spray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, you're being it's all kinds like of... It's not like glitter dust, but it is color. It's like he was at, what is the festival where you throw colorful powder on everybody?
Yeah, it's the...
The color festival?
No.
No, there's a run you can do.
Oh, the dog, the dog
color
celebration.
No,
there's
the color
there's,
run.
There's
yeah.
also an Indian there's,
hold on,
Hindu
stop.
Festival.
Let's talk about the dog celebration. It's where everyone's nice to dogs.
Right?
That's a great
And they make them little flower crowns and they pet them.
And they just
them
appreciate them.
Aww.
Appreciate
your dogs.
For being what?
It. Yeah.
Where
you don't
is
know
this?
About this?
No.
You should see the pictures. The dogs just look so happy and they like put colorful powder on them to help mm-hmm. celebrate them.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
Powder.
It's beautiful.
So Valdine is stunned and very upset and he can't tell anybody about it. That's what
no.
I'm understanding.
I don't think you can.
So you don't hear
you
him
You can
yell
make
that.
Some like low groans and stuff, but like you're...
Could I stomp my foot on the ground?
Or does he fall over?
He doesn't fall over.
No,
he doesn't
I
go prone or anything like
fall.
That.
He's stunned and he looks like he just came from a rave.
You do make some noise, if that makes you feel any better.
It doesn't.
I need perception checks from everyone at a minus 20 because you're asleep.
Holy crap.
Oh, shit.
Because that's what happens.
Oh,
you're
I
asleep.
Know.
No, I know.
Terrible.
I know. That's the mechanic.
Minus 20. Vasilisa.
What 15 minus 20 is negative 5.
Negative 5. Okay.
Marge is a negative 3. And Ghost is... A negative 1.
Okay. Norm, it's up to you, buddy.
Yeah, roll a 20.
I think Vasilisa just rolls over and puts a pillow on her head.
Negative 5.
Negative 5. Okay.
Oh, God.
Great. Great news,
Snoring.
Everybody.
Snoring and sleeping.
You sure it's not a survival check I can
I'm
roll?
Positive.
Sure it's not a reflex save?
And none of us are alert.
That's the name of the episode, reflex save.
Beautiful. I have 4 rounds.
To do it.
To do what?
Whatever you want to
have
your
I
way
want.
With Valdine.
At least buy me dinner first.
So here's the fun thing. Valdine's actually stunned for 5 rounds.
Yeah.
He is just blind and stunned for 4.
He can't even see what's
nope.
being done.
Nope,
to
I can't
him.
Even.
He can only feel. Well, that makes it more exciting.
And here.
Can we get? Is he going to continue grunting and stomping? And can we continue rolling?
No, I'm not really actually doing anything. That's flavor. I can't really move. I can't even move.
So we—that was our one perception check. We don't get to keep doing it every round.
Unless the enemy makes a sound.
Unless other stuff happens.
Okay.
I need you all to make another check.
Okay. Oh my
God. What kind of check is this?
Still perception.
Okay. Still at a minus 20.
Somebody
still
wake up.
Minus 20.
I rolled a nat 20, making this a 2.
Me too. I got a 4.
I did too.
Marge is still sleeping soundly, and Ghost got a plus 3.
Wow. Okay. A 4 and a 3?
And a
plus
2.
Plus 5, sorry. Because Ghost is plus 6.
Oh, no.
So Ghost has a 5 perception.
This is literally the best I could possibly do.
Ghost rolled a 19.
20-20-19. That's the best we can do. That's amazing.
But you're dreaming.
But we're sleeping.
We are.
Give me another one.
Screwed. No. Oh, my God. I can't do that again.
Nope.
Yeah, that's worse. It's
negative 2.
I got a 0.
Negative 2.
A 3 for Ghost, and Marge is on negative lots.
Valdine, what is your passive perception?
9.
Wow.
Still?
That's good.
Yeah,
he's
it's really
good.
He's
the only one with perception.
Yeah, I have really good perception.
It's really good to know that if you were the one asleep, you could have woken up.
I could have saved something.
Saved me. This is going to be very bad.
Oh no.
I kind of love it.
Oh no.
It's very, very bad.
No, it's very bad.
It's very, very bad.
Look, we tried. We set a watch. We even had the most perceptive person.
It's like I
on
probably
watch.
Should have had a backup character bad.
Oh no. Oh my God, no. We can't lose Valdine already. It's too soon. No, he hasn't even had a chance to fight.
I'm not worried about Valdine.
Are you worried about
no.
us?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No, we're going to get coup de grace.
Is Valdine
going to
come, like, kill us all?
No.
But, no. But sprites are going to fly downstairs and coup
oh,
de grace
no.
us while Valdine is stunned.
Oh, no.
Someone's going to slit my throat. Vasilisa is dead. We're done.
I have so many backup characters.
Vasilisa, what is your passive perception?
Plus 2.
March.
Oh, no.
6 when I'm next to Ghost.
Is Marigold asleep? In the other room?
Marigold busts through the front door.
She busts through the door wielding a chainsaw.
She just kicks the door open. She brays really loudly.
Everyone wakes up.
What's Norm's passive for? 4-4-4.
No.
I have, besides Valdine, I've got the highest
James's
passive.
Face.
This is so bad.
James' face right now.
I'm so worried.
I love Pathfinder.
Yeah, but like, this is not the time to have a total party kill.
No,
thank
it's
you,
not.
Pazzo.
Marge.
While we're sleeping in the lodge, really?
I need you to give me a very, very important perception.
Okay, I can't really hear you.
Sleeping with a minus 20?
Yeah,
again,
with a minus 20.
You need her to do what?
I need you to do a very important perception check. A very,
a
very important perception check.
Yeah, put
you
a snowflake
have a snowflake?
On
no, I used my snowflake.
Use my snowflake. Can she use
oh,
my snowflake?
Sure. Why did not use a snowflake
Marge,
for my reflex?
Use my snowflake.
Save.
Give me your 20 and I'll use your 20 with your
there
snowflake.
You I mean, story-wise,
I'm updating. Yeah. I am now out of Snowflake.
This is very important. You need a 19 or a 20.
Well,
buzz, buzz.
I got a 9 and a 10.
Oh, no!
That's 19. Mediocrity
that's
rules.
That's the last Snowflake.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, this is awesome.
Did the recording just stop working? I feel like it stopped working. Like it's off. It's offline. We're,
oh, we're
going
to have
over.
To redo this.
No, we have
no,
to
but we can pause
replay
it.
The whole.
No, I'm being sarcastic. So I realize now I have 2 snowflakes and I should have used one on my will save prior to rolling my will save.
Yeah.
That would have been.
Yeah.
I feel silly now.
Okay, we're all sleeping.
Do it, James.
I don't like his expression.
The dice?
Dice have spoken.
Right.
Hit us.
No, don't. Don't encourage him.
Valdine, you come around. You open your eyes, and you can finally see things for like 6 seconds. You see the table's been pushed completely aside. And then you can act. What do you do? What is the first thing you do?
I scream, "We're under attack!"
Okay. I need everybody to give me one final perception check at a minus 15.
I probably have to be conscious to use my Haro chosen ability. Do I?
What is it?
Once a day, I can roll twice and take the higher of the rolls because I have been chosen by the Haro. I've got a guiding spirit.
No, your guiding spirit intervenes.
Guiding spirit. So I'm using today's guiding spirit. I'm rolling 2d20 for my perception. They are both 13. Meaning they're both 15, meaning they're both 0 with the minus 15.
Marge, Norm.
Tried.
Marge is a no because she rolled a 2.
Who, Norm, what's your perception, your number?
Now it's going to be... Plus 7, minus 15, so minus 8 is my...
Do you have 7 perception? Do you want...
If I'm using my charmed life.
Do you want a snowflake, too?
You'll allow that?
Sure. We've already established it. It's already
I
canon.
I know. Okay. Well, then...
Valdine, maybe had one hand in his pocket and feels the coin, and it heats up in his fingers, and he's, thinking, somebody wake up.
Somebody, please get lucky.
So
plus 7, minus 15, so this is so at a minus rolls. 8. I'm going to roll both at a minus 8,
kay.
And you burning a snowflake.
Yep.
Oh, no. Negative 1.
Oh, you rolled a 2? No. A 2 and a 7 is what you rolled.
Oh my gosh.
But Ghost got a plus 6.
You guys have been donating your snowflakes and it's not mattering.
It's like we either use them or we all die. So
that's fair.
I'd rather we use them. So.
0. 2 13s.
At least Ghost woke up.
I need Ghost to roll initiative.
Okay. Plus 4. 8.
With no one to handle her.
Ghost wakes up and starts growling.
Ghost is combat trained, though, and will protect her people.
Okay.
This is intense.
This has been an adventure.
This is intense indeed.
I kind of thought we would be safe until we got into Eris, and now
I feel we even set a watch. We set a watch, though. This is not how watches usually go. We don't completely fail on watch.
This is why we set watches, though, is for this... very kind of thing.
So from now on, we put bells on the person who's got watches and they drop the bell when they get stunned.
From now on, we have at least 2 people on each one.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
You guys are assuming that we're going to be alive.
Oh, God.
So what's going on, James? What are we doing?
When the DM gets so serious, his face changes.
And quiet, yes.
Oh, gosh. It's so unnerving.
It's not good. It's not good.
This is what we play for.
Just breathe.
There is a very real chance that some of you are about to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
And I am very nervous. I need you all to put your figures where in the room you would be sleeping. Valdine's upstairs. Marigold's in that room. You guys are on either side of the fire in this long corridor, this long main room of this completely log cabin, 2 fires burning and a single hearth on either side. There are doors, double doors, on each end of this lodge with various small rooms branching off in between it. And we look now from the audience's point of view. A sprite flies in and blinds Valdine, stuns him. He can't do anything. 2 more sprites appear. Boom, boom. And they fly downstairs and they unlock both of the doors. The doors swing open. And we see a creature with leathery bat wings and a stupid fuzzy hat and a long nose come tramping in. And on the other end, we see a white stag with a small sprite on top walk in.
Oh, no.
And the sprite goes over to Vasilisa. And it pulls out its tiny, tiny rapier. And it's looking at one of the main arteries in your neck. And it stabs. Automatic critical hit. Which which is very interesting now that I'm realizing what the mechanics are actually going to be.
Is
here.
It just a pixie? Or a sprite?
Just a sprite? Don't they do like negative one damage? I'm really hopeful here.
You guys. Heal a little bit. It does negative one.
So, yes. The damage it deals is going to be 2d2 minus 4. However, if you roll a natural 1, that is considered a failed save, and you are dead.
Okay, do not roll a 1.
Does it? No one has any snowflakes.
We just wasted them all.
No, I have a snowflake still. I have one left.
We don't know what's happening next, but I have a 1 in 20 chance of dying.
Doesn't the damage have to be high enough to kill him? Mm-hmm.
If it is a coup de grace, it is an automatic critical hit, and you must the character that is attacked must perform a
fort
save, which is 10 plus the amount of damage, or die.
So it's a really easy fort save, but a 1 still auto fails.
Right.
Yep.
So if I roll a 1, I die. This but otherwise, I'm fine.
Please don't die.
Please don't die.
Please don't die.
Please don't die.
I rolled an 8. So I'm alive. I'm alive.
And probably awake.
That's a 10.
Yes, yeah, you're absolutely awake. Roll initiative.
And scream really loud.
Vasilisa wakes up to this tiny little poke right next to her carotid artery, and she's like, ah! I got a 11 for my initiative.
We look at the other side of the cabin, where this creature with the leathery wings has come in, and it has its claws, and it's standing over Marge and Norm. And the ice method just takes one of its claws and it runs it across Norm's neck.
Does this one do actual real
this
damage?
This one does actual real damage.
Oh no.
You can survive this, 100%. Like, you are going to have to roll a save.
Right now?
Do
you want to tell me the DC first so it's more dramatic?
I have the DC. Good luck.
You want my save?
I want your save.
Do you want the snowflake? I think somebody should use it. I'm just going to offer it. The first person to take it gets it.
Well, do you want Norm to die first or Marge to die first?
Take the fucking snowflake. I'm so scared.
You're about to die.
Take
well, that's the thing is I feel like I'm going to take the snowflake and die anyway.
No, take it and don't die. We've already wasted 2. Yeah. Just use it.
Take the snowflake.
But then if Margie dies, I'm going to feel even
Norm's
worse.
Norm's unconscious. He doesn't get this choice consciously. We choose to help him.
Okay, that's... Yeah, all right. This is your last snowflake, though.
That's it. That's my snowflake.
What is your fortitude mod? What's your fort save mod?
2.
Okay. Okay.
You roll high. Please roll high.
A nat 20 does it.
Oh, my goodness.
What did he roll?
5.
Total?
5 total?
You rolled a 2 and a 3.
Oh, no.
So all the snowflakes, all the snowflakes have been worthless today.
Oh, my goodness.
Fine.
Well, yeah.
James, is Norm dead?
Oh,
Moffitt.
No.
Damn you, Moffitt.
I don't want to do this.
No, I don't either.
No. I
don't want to do this. Can we go back?
James,
that's what I said.
Sometimes adults have important things they have to do they just can't get out of.
Oh my God. I don't want to do this.
But what does this do to Marge?
She's asleep.
When she wakes up.
She might not.
That is true. She might die too.
No, but I'm just imagining.
We might both die peacefully in our sleep.
What this does to everybody.
Well, that's. This is tough.
Like, the temptation is to say, this is a fucking podcast. We get to decide what happens. We're doing this again.
Yeah, that is one of the temptations.
On the other hand,
it's real. It's what happens.
This is
Dude, we cannot betray the dice or eventually like
this is the
bad
game.
Things will happen. We must behave.
Oh my god.
It was a DC 16.
Oh my god. He failed so hard.
No way. Yeah, you would have had to roll a 14 or higher, and I don't know even with a snowflake if
the dice definitely want Norm dead.
Okay. Apparently.
A 3 and a 2 on a bottle cap,
that's when I had my bottle cap, that's what happened to me.
Snowflake.
Yeah, that's
Snowflake.
Fair. Snowflake.
Sorry, Snowflake.
Snowflake.
None of us have a scroll of resurrection or
no, not no.
At this,
like,
at this
that's
level.
Not a thing. Like, this is just
we're far enough along to where a character death is inevitable.
This is one of those things. The dice failed you guys big time.
Oh, yeah. Over and over again.
We are in charge of the podcast. We run the podcast, but we are the dice run us. We're beholden to the dice.
Yeah.
That's how
this is how stories are told.
Yeah.
And I am very firm. I don't control the story.
Yeah.
The other two sprites fly downstairs, one to each door. That's a move. One turn. They unlock it. 2. They open the door. 3. The creatures come in. 4. They draw out their weapons on 5 as they stand over the bodies and they wait. 5 is when Valdina shouts at the top of the order to see if he can wake anybody up. The only one who rouses is Ghost. Ghost does not have a fast enough reflex once they join the initiative. The first one is a rapier. A tiny rapier that goes into Vasilisa's jugular. And it gets pulled out. But she's fine. It doesn't do enough. The blood clots too quickly for this microscopic pin poke that could have given her a fucking aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And then we move to the other side and we see this weird mix between a bat and a demon come in, and it just has these sick claws and it climbs over Ghost. And the last thing Ghost sees is Norm tense up for a second. And then lie completely still. And we say goodbye to Norm Gunderson.
No.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Valdi doesn't even know what happened.
No
one does.
No one does.
No, Marge is still asleep.
Only Ghost.
We all have tears in our eyes.
And unfortunately, a couple seconds too late is Valdine's full turn in the initiative.
Oh, oh no! My god!
Valdine, you have no idea. You're just upstairs, covered in color.
Now, I allowed you to take an immediate action to shout.
Yeah. Well, I would run downstairs. Try to wake the others because I don't know if they're awake or not since I know we're under attack. I don't see anything around me, right?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, Valdine would move downstairs immediately.
Okay.
And while I move, I would draw my gun. And if I do see an enemy, which I would since I end up downstairs, I'll figure out shooting things.
You exit the little office from upstairs and you're on the landing and you can look over and you can see everyone. Over Vasilisa, you see this little blue ball of light on her neck. You can see a little blue ball of light by the door. You see the twisting, icy form that just looks like a giant sort of ice monster. You look over and you see very similar thing with Marge and Norm. You see kind of a ice golem. You see a little ball of light hanging out. And you see this creature standing over Norm and Marge with blood dripping from its claws.
I don't know that I'd be able to take in exactly what happened just in that short amount of time I'm running down the stairs. I think as soon as I saw a creature, though, I'm drawing my gun, I would aim it at whatever creature is nearest to the group. It's probably the one that's over Norman Marge, and shoot. And I'm probably yelling when I shoot at this point.
And your gun is going to wake us all up anyway.
Yeah, I think so too. But so I move down the stairs, and just enough to where as soon as I see, I mean, maybe not right next to the creature, but close enough to shoot it, I fire at the one that's over Norman Marge.
Okay.
Save my life.
Roll the hit.
It's a 15 against touch.
15 versus touch hits.
Okay. 5 damage.
Okay. And the black powder gun goes off. You all instantly wake up. There's no way you can sleep through that inside of a house.
Mm-hmm.
I need Marge to roll an initiative.
20.
Okay. So now everyone is on the board.
Except Norm. I didn't want to.
Someone had to say it.
Oh, God.
It's okay if I keep talking, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to watch. It's going to be like MST3K. I'll just watch and like make little comments. Sprites and stuff.
We have the bat creature. We have 2 ice elementals. We have 3 sprites. We have the white stag, and we have the sprite from the stag.
Wow.
The sprite on the rightmost side. Wait, hold on. No. There should be one more on there, actually.
Shit.
Are you sure?
On the board.
God.
Would you say 3 sprites plus a special sprite, or would you say 4 sprites?
I don't even know. Does it matter?
Who cares anymore?
I'm sorry. I'm just. We're so fucked. Sorry. It's fine. It's a sprite's turn. Go ahead. Kill us all. I still have spells prepared from yesterday. It's fine. I can burning hands everything.
You might have to.
Shit, look at all that shit that I'm alone with on that side of the fireplace.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. You wanted to be over there.
I didn't know you were going to be on your own side of the fireplace.
Cones you made me?
I do. Yes, they're up there.
Yes.
They're right there.
Now is the time for the Burning Hands cones. I have it prepared twice today.
So this little sprite flies over to you, Vasilisa, and they fly right on top of you, and they hit you with a short sword. Never mind, they probably don't. They got a 5.
Yeah, that misses. Yep. Thank gracious.
You are prone, so that is going to be a -2 or a +2 to hit. So that is going to be a 7. Does that still hit? Does that not hit? It probably doesn't hit.
I have a 12, okay?
Okay, cool. So that is the sprite's turn, Margie.
And I'm awake?
A fucking gun went off. You are stark awake. You and hear the shot and you're...
My eyes open to the leathery winged bat creature with the long nose standing over top of me.
No.
No?
It's over top of Norm, which is right next to her.
No.
Right.
No, you open your eyes to Norm.
Oh, God, because you're facing each other all cute like he established.
That's what she wakes up to. That's what happens. You guys were real close. You were snuggly.
Your little noses were touching.
Well, she'll wake up, obviously frightened because of the loud bang. And so her immediate reaction is just to open her eyes and, Norm! Norm? Norm? Oh, God, Norm. We were supposed to do this together. Norm. And that's all she's gonna do. Is just Norm.
You could have a snowflake for that. That's a good choice.
All of our listeners out there, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Normie.
I'm thinking back to episode one.
We're all just sobbing.
Episode one and James saying we're playing this game to feel some feelings. And David's like, oh, yeah, those are great.
Oh. Yep.
The ice elemental on the side of the Gundersons and Ghost goes up after seeing Ghost kind of stir a little bit. And is going to attack Ghost.
Ghost is still flat-footed, huh?
Yep. Fuck. And also not wearing armor.
All right, go ahead. Take her husband. Take her mount. The little weasel she raised from a baby.
The ice elemental comes up and... it raises one of its big old ice fists as it slams down on Ghost for a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that's cool. Gonna hit. Mm.
5 damage.
Okay.
Plus.
Okay.
2 cold damage.
Okay.
And I need a fortitude save from Ghost.
Okay. That would be an 8. I rolled a 2.
Okay. Ghost
dice do not like this today.
Fails and is going to be staggered for one round.
Okay.
It's okay. It's better than stunned.
Yeah.
Vasilisa. Okay. You're awake.
Oh, God. Vasilisa's awake. She has no idea what's happening except that she is really mad. There's a lot of frosty-looking bitches looming over her. Looking at it, there are 5 things that may or may not be in reach of a burning hands from her. You said 2 of the sprites are right on top of her. They're tiny, so they would technically be on her square, right?
Correct. They're going to be too close.
Okay. So it turns out I might not want to use burning hands because all the sprites are right on fucking top of me and I'm still prone. So I would have to stand up and then move to get an angle to toast a bunch of sprites.
Yep.
Okay. What I'm going to do is... God damn it.
Yeah.
I am going to... I'm going to stand up. As many sprites as want to can try to hit me if they want. But I'm gonna stand up.
3 sprites has tried to hit you.
Yeah, I know. It's either now or they try to hit me while I cast my spell, and yeah. I try to throw it's now.
Yep.
Okay, 17 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. They both connect, but it doesn't do any damage. You just feel little tiny pokes.
Yeah.
And then the third one angry. From the actual scary one.
Oh, the scary sprite's next to me. That's good to know.
He is on you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That is the one that tried to kill you with the rapier.
Oh, the scary one tried to kill me. That's yes. Fun. That's fun. That checks.
Fun fact.
Okay. So you're fine.
So I cast a spell.
Yep.
I am going to cast Molten Orb.
Damn.
I'm going to fling this Molten Orb at the ice elemental.
Okay.
And this is the first time Vasilisa has ever done this spell. It's one that just came to her with that boon from the Black Rider. She grew a little bit more powerful. This is the first time she's ever prepared this spell even. Ooh. So she gathers her hands together as all of these freaking cold sprites peck at her from every side. And she cups her hands as this form of molten hot metal shapes in her cupped hands. And she says, "Resplendie, Char," and just chucks this molten orb towards the ice elemental.
Okay.
And a 23 to hit.
Absolutely hits.
I'm going to need a reflex save from every creature within 5 feet of where this hit. But I'm not sure. I create a fist-sized red-hot ball of molten metal. A direct hit deals 2d6 points of fire damage. Every creature within 5 feet of where the ball hits takes 1d6 fire damage from the splash. Reflex for half. Each of these creatures takes an additional 1d6 points of fire damage on its turn for the next 1d3 rounds, unless it is cooled off with water, snow, or any effect that deals 5 or more points of cold damage.
Okay.
That is 5 fire damage for the
Double
elemental.
It.
So 10 fire damage for the elemental.
That's good.
You melt the fucker.
Oh, yes.
Elemental. It's just, it's gone.
That makes sense.
It evaporates. Yes.
It's a small puddle of water on the floor.
It's now a steam elemental. Does more damage.
And then I guess I need the reflex save from the stag.
You do. 15.
Fails. It fails. It is a DC 17.
Okay.
Nice.
Shit. It takes 1 point of fire damage. And then for the next 1d3 rounds, it's going to take 1d6 fire damage per turn, unless it's cooled off. That is 3 rounds.
Nice. That's something.
Yeah. Whew.
Okay. The other sprite that was from upstairs that hit Valdine is the one that is currently right behind you, Vasilisa. And it's gonna hit you as well.
What's it using?
Oh my god.
Short sword.
We're all so quiet right now.
At least it's tiny.
Yeah.
It's
intense.
Literally
we're really
tiny, right?
Yes.
Or diminutive?
It is diminutive, yeah. It's
even
super small.
Better.
Yeah. So it hits you. But nothing happens because it doesn't deal damage, really.
Vasilisa is so mad. She has no idea what's happening anywhere else in this house. But all she knows is 3 fucking sprites have been stabbing her nonstop since she woke up.
Yep.
Anyway.
Have you said anything out loud?
Oh, Vasilisa said her spell out loud. Okay. Very loudly. So it sounds like this... Yeah, you know, like just this burst of Hallite and then a literal burst of splashing fire metal stuff.
So you probably didn't hear Marge because she was, I mean,
more quiet,
speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, she was probably hidden underneath the sound of ringing ears from a gunshot and the fireplace roaring right next to me.
Yep.
And then we get to Ghost.
Ghost is staggered and prone, right?
Ghost is, yeah, staggered and prone.
Yep.
So Ghost's turn will be to stand up.
Okay. The sprite on the side of Marge and Norm is going to fly over to Ghost.
Okay.
It's going to get an 11 to hit.
That's a miss.
Okay. And then it is going to be the stag's turn. Back on the side with Vasilisa.
To be honest, I'm worried.
Oh, yeah?
I'm still very worried.
Yeah, me
this
too.
This is bad.
This is not good at all.
I'm on my feet. I'm ready to face a stag. I'm not ready. I'm scared. Okay. It's okay.
It moves 15 feet forward, and it tries to gore you with its horns.
Ew.
That is only going to be a 12 to hit.
That meets my AC.
Okay. Maximum damage.
Oh, no, my God.
You take 8 points.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the literal worst.
That's so bad.
It's half your health?
I mean, yeah, almost half my health.
Yeah.
Top of round 2, it is back at the creature that tried to stab your neck.
The round 2/7?
We were only asleep, yeah.
Counting the 5
we were asleep
before.
For first 5.
Yeah, I guess technically that would be 7 then, huh?
I guess technically I'm still asleep.
Oh, too soon.
An eternal sleep.
How How many rounds does it take for your soul to flee your body?
Paizo probably covers it in one of the like one of the additional.
Oh God, this is so bad. All right, I'm making myself feel better by putting one of my fire squares around the molten orb affected stag. Actually,
it should take its
it
damage
should
first.
Take 1d6 damage.
You
want to
roll
turn.
That?
5.
Nice. The creature with the rapier is going to attack Vasilisa yet again.
So extra evil sprite.
Extra evil sprite. Rolls a natural 1.
Haha!
So the big leathery winged thing is going to take a 5-foot step closer to Valdine so it can be on the same area as the steps without having to attack through a pole.
No, no, don't do that.
And it is going to attack you with its claws. 24.
Yeah, that hits.
3 points of damage.
Ow.
Second claw. Another natural 1.
Wow.
Whoa.
Where were these rolls earlier?
Yeah, right? No, that's what we were rolling.
We were rolling.
So that sure. Is its turn, and Valdine, you are up.
This thing has really pissed me off, because now I see the situation a little bit better. And I don't know exactly what happened to Norm, but I can tell he's not moving. And I can see Mard moving. So I point my gun right at this thing's face, and I shoot it.
Okay.
And all of my bonuses will be active now, because I didn't have to move this round. So, here we go. Rolled a natural 1 on the d20.
Oh, no! God.
A misfire.
I'll go ahead and use a grit point to clear that.
Okay.
And my turn is over.
Oh, God, this combat.
This thing comes up to you, slashes you with a claw. Its second claw comes around and it gets stuck on the post of the banister. And you just point your gun at it. It clicks and you hear the and the splash goes into your eyes and you're not looking at it. You do it completely blind.
Just memory.
Just
muscle memory.
Muscle memory. You cock the hammer back. You manage to get all the scrap and stuff out of there and you turn the barrel to the next one ready to go. Sprite on ghost.
Okay.
12 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay. Marge, you've heard another loud gunshot.
Yes.
This one, a misfire and a bright flash.
Marge's brain is racing. I mean, her thoughts are just... Obviously, all she did was just realize what happened to Norm the last round. And she hears two gunshots go off. And she's going to jump up and then reach down and grab her sword. And that's probably all she could do.
The ice elemental sees you pop up, but Ghost is in its way, and so it will try and take down Ghost. It swings, slamming down with a 17 to hit.
That will hit.
2 points of damage.
Okay.
3 points of cold damage, and I need a fortitude save.
That's going to be a 23.
That'll pass.
Woo! Yay!
Vasilisa.
Oh, shit. I'm going to take a 5-foot step back from all these fucking pixies. That
sprites!
Sprites. Oh, my God.
Sprite!
Okay. There are 3 sprites on my square.
Yeah.
I'm 5-foot stepping to a different square.
Correct.
On the opposite side of the table from the stag. I 5-foot step towards the staircase. I raise my hands. I rub them together. I fan them apart. Fire spreads out between my hands and bursts forth in a strangely square-shaped cone because Pathfinder. And I need a reflex save from 3 sprites, one of which is more evil than the others.
And a stag,
please.
Ooh.
It is a DC 16.
Okay. The special sprite and the stag both pass. The other two sprites fail.
Okay, so the two that passed take half damage. It is 1d6 per caster level, so that is going... Or, sorry, not 1d6. 1d4 per caster level. I have the wrong dice. Need d4s.
There you go.
I need some caltrops.
Yeah, we got a couple over here, too, if you need them. Nice metal ones. All
right, I have 4d4s. Here we go.
Nice.
That is 8 fire damage.
Okay, you immolate 2 of the sprites. They go up like flash paper. The sturdier sprite and the stag are still up, but the stag is very much not looking good. Its fur is on fire. And so is the loincloth of the pixie.
Oh, my biscuits are burning.
Little bastard.
I hope your tiny penis burns off.
I am so glad I prepared burning hands today.
That's a good choice. Okay. Ghost.
Ghost is going to try to bite the... there's a pixie right in front of him.
Yep.
Right? Yep. So he's going to attempt a bite. 21.
21 hits. What are you biting?
This one right here, I guess.
The sprite
that's on top of...
Okay.
Yeah,
the sprite.
The sprite. Oh, nice. 8 points of damage, and I'm going to roll a CMD to grapple.
Oh, yeah, you grapple. You grapple that sprite right into his mouth and chew it up.
Eat it? Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Ghost eats the sprite.
Nom, nom, nom.
It's lemon-lime flavored.
Bite the sprite.
Refreshing.
And then the stag.
Oh, yeah, the stag takes the number 1d6 fire damage.
Woo.
5.
Nice.
Jeez.
The stag collapses.
Oh, yes.
So it is the sprite's turn. The sprite is going to take 1d4 burning damage from its loincloth.
Ouch.
Because that's what we have established. And standard action, they're going to put out the loincloth. Is it a standard or is it full?
It is a full round action to put out the fire of anything that has caught fire from burning hands.
Full round action, they put out their crotch. The creature with the claws is...
Oh, shit.
The ice mephit standing in front of Valdine with its claws still stuck in the banister after seeing this bright flash. Just opens its mouth and it screams at you. And a whirlwind of cold and ice magically appears and blasts out in front of it. I need a reflex save.
Oh, no.
All right. 23.
You pass, which means you are going to take half of this cold damage.
Okay.
Ooh, and you have DR, right?
I do.
Ooh.
So half of 3.
Okay.
And then you.
I have DR of 2.
So nothing happens. But the save is really important because otherwise you would have been sickened.
Oh. Wow. Oh, that is just terrifying. So
that is terrifying. Okay.
Valdine, this thing just...
Yep.
Yeah.
He just tried something and I kind of blinked my eyes and... leveled the gun right center mass, and
yeah.
I just pulled the trigger again.
I love it.
And I'm going deadly aim and point blank shot.
Okay.
17 against touch.
That'll hit.
All right, 6 damage.
Okay. So this thing is just like screaming at you, and it breathes and fucking care. Like, nope. It's just happening. Your eyes are open. Like, maybe they're a bit squinted, but like, you just raise up the gun into this thing's mouth while it is blowing at you.
Nice.
And a little bit of the ice deflects the bullet as it's just coming out, and it just like hits it. Not square through the brain, but it definitely hits it, and it knocks back a little bit. Still up. Marge.
Oh, gosh. She's going to... she's just going to walk around Ghost and hit this ice elemental.
Okay.
And she's going to use Caster's Champion. So it's does magic damage.
Cool.
I'm plus two with Norm. I don't get that anymore. 12 to hit.
Miss.
Okay.
Okay. It is the ice elemental's turn, and it's going to turn on Marge. A 9 to hit.
That's not a hit.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Vasilisa.
All right. Vasilisa is going to take another 5-foot step. I cast Flaming Sphere. So a 5-foot diameter ball of fire forms right on top of this fucking sprite.
Nice.
On its face.
Yeah, reflex, I take it.
Yeah, reflex save.
Auto pass, 20.
Shit.
Oh. Wow.
Well, shit. Well, there's a flaming sphere sitting on that square. 5-foot diameter sphere. The stupid diminutive sprite just flew out of the way.
Yep.
Ugh.
Nah. Ghost.
He's gonna attempt to attack the
ice elemental.
Ice elemental. It's the only thing near him, and he's...
She's gonna be really sad.
Yeah, she is protecting Marge.
Once it comes up.
That's not bad. That's going to be a 23.
That'll hit.
5 points of damage and attempt to grapple. 21.
21 passes. So Ghost is grappling the ice elemental. There are only two enemies left, the ice elemental and the ice mephit.
No, the stupid sprite.
The stupid sprite, that's right.
Stupid fucking sprite that cried to coup de grace the
yep. And it is that sprite's turn. It's going to come up to you, Vasilisa. And I need a will save.
15.
You pass.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Ice Mephit's turn.
Okay.
Bring it.
Top around 9?
Who even knows anymore?
I'm not keeping track. Yeah. I'm too upset.
I
this
know.
Is just yeah, fair.
Goes to swing at Valdine. 19 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, what? Second claw. Natural one. Valdine.
Let's shoot this thing in the face and kill it.
Yes. Take it out. Take it out.
16 against touch.
Yes.
Awesome. 7 points of damage.
Dead.
Nice.
Dead. Dead, 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 dead.
Woo.
Awesome.
Fucking dead.
Thank goodness. Oh my God.
Marge.
Vengeance.
She's going to take another swipe at the elemental that Ghost has grappled. Which should hit. Oh yeah, I rolled a 19.
Get it. Get it. That's a crit. That's a critical threat.
Critical threat.
Confirm it. Confirm it. Confirm it.
17.
Confirms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Double damage.
That's first one's 4. Second one is 6.
Plus your bonuses twice?
Yes.
So 10.
So 10?
No. I added them in and I gave you my
so
numbers.
So 10 damage.
Oh, yeah. When you put the two together.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. It's still up.
It's
and
also
it is its turn.
I mean, she's just swinging wildly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to try and break out of the grapple.
Okay.
So it's going to do that by a CMB check then. So that is going to be an 18.
That is a miss.
Okay. Well then, that's its turn. Vasilisa.
Vasilisa says, "Get off of me, you stupid little shit," and steps 5 feet back again.
Okay.
And then she's going to command her flaming sphere.
Yeah.
She's going to move it onto the sprite.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Reflex save.
Reflex save from the sprite.
Ooh.
DC 17.
Oh, it's going to be close. It's going to be real close.
Save to miss. Or save to fail.
I got a 12.
Oh, fails.
Oh, yes.
Fails. That is 3d6.
That wasn't actually that close.
3d6 fire damage.
Minimum damage kills it.
It's dead. I did slightly more than minimum
damage.
What does
damage. It look like? Describe your moment.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, the sphere just fully encompasses this diminutive sprite. And just burns it to ash. While Vasilisa watches, very satisfied. So satisfied.
Nice.
I am going to, shit, this is bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening on the other side of the fireplace. Mm. So what I'm going to do is cast Cure Light Wounds on myself because I have no idea, but I know something's happening over there.
Yeah. Good move.
I heal for 7.
Nice job.
Smart.
Ghost.
Ghost is going to roll the maintain grapple.
Okay.
Yep. 15?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Is Ghost maintaining it with a bite or the claws?
No, it's a bite. He can only do bite. He can't do claws.
Ghost is a biter.
Yep. So the grapple is always going to be with the mouth.
That's why I said brain freeze before, because she's got this ice cold thing like pressing down on her tongue. She's not letting it go.
Yep, brain
it's
freeze.
It's like an endurance thing. Can you hold this ice cube for 18 seconds?
In your mouth.
So, fun things. If you continue to grapple the foe, you can do a litany of things as part of your successful grapple. You can move the target, you can damage them, pin them, or tie them up.
Well, cool. I mean, Ghost can't really tie him up.
Damage his ass then.
Exactly. 4 points damage. And it would do con drain again, but nope.
Valdine.
I will step down the stairs and shoot the ice elemental that is being held in place by...
Okay.
All right. How does a touch attack of 14 do against this ice elemental?
Lowered AC because it's got the grapple condition.
Cool. All right, so 10 damage.
You shatter this
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely shatter this thing. And we are out of combat.
Woo! You're amazing, Zach.
Oh my God.
The ice elemental explodes, and then Marge just turns around and runs to Norm and just is... sobbing, cradling his head.
So's Ghost.
Ghost is laying on his legs.
Ghost is crying.
Vasilisa comes rushing from the other side of the fireplace, preceded by a flaming sphere that awkwardly flickers out several seconds after she freezes in place and just stares at the Gundersons.
But what just happened?
Marge.
You,
Norm?
You can heal him, right? You can bring him back.
I immediately, without doing any sort of checks or anything, cast Stabilize on Norm because I don't know what. And then I
you
go
get a
over
snowflake.
And I try to do a heal check.
Yeah.
See breathing? See anybody else hurt?
My heal check is not good. Well, I guess it's 10.
He's not breathing.
Norm isn't breathing. He's not breathing.
Oh, that looks... He's been mortally wounded.
Oh, Normie. Oh, God, Normie.
Oh, Marge, I'm so sorry.
But Vasilisa, you can fix it, right? You have magic? Not enough magic for this. His soul has gone, Marge. I cannot heal him if he does not have his soul. Oh, goodness. Oh, no. Oh, Normie. Well, we should probably bury him.
We need to make sure there's nothing else that is coming, but...
I'll check the perimeter. I'll check the perimeter real quick.
Yes, we need to...
Let's secure the area.
We need to close the doors. I'm going to put that fire out before it combusts the whole lot.
And Vasilisa goes over and very, like, angrily and sadly just beats on the stupid flaming stag corpse until the fire is out. And then she's literally beating a dead stag. Aww. Just, she kind of doesn't want to look at Marge right now. So she's being busy.
Veldine steps out front, sees it, just to check the area. Is there anything else out here?
No.
Okay. He comes back in, lock the door.
How did they get in, Veldine?
I'm guessing sprites came in through the window upstairs and then unlocked the doors.
Can be.
Now I believe you with the sprites. They're terrible creatures.
Yeah. They are.
They're the worst.
Stupid Iris and a stupid Elvana and stupid Faye.
We have to stop this.
We have to.
We will.
For Normie.
And with a newfound purpose, our heroes say goodbye to Norm Gunderson.
Oh, God.
And we'll have to see what happens next time on the Dimension Door podcast.
For listening. As always, our bumper tracks are by MDK Music, and all other audio effects are by our very own Zach Kreitler, who played Norm.
This was a tough episode for all of us at the table, and there wasn't a dry eye by the end of the session. We had a lot of emotions, and we hope you had a few too. At the beginning of the podcast, I said we were going to roll some dice and have some feelings. Well, I think we've accomplished that. And if you are enjoying the dice and feelings part, we ask for your support on Patreon. We are starting week 3 of our month-long launch, and if you sign up at any tier before the end of July 31st, we are going to send you a signed postcard from the cast, featuring our current character art. Tiers include early release, naming episode polls, personal horror reading videos, and character interviews. To find out more, visit patreon.com/dimensiondoor, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.